All right, good afternoon or evening or whatever. It gets so dark so early, but 5 o'clock is still the afternoon, technically. Have I bored you with science already? It's Wednesday, and that means the Prowlers are here in the studio. And we got a good show coming up because we've got Dalton Young here, and we've got Corey Simons here. It's always fun to get the goalie on.
Because we're weird.
Well, you have to admit that wanting to stand in front of slap shots and get hit with a puck, and that's your job. Your job is to get hit with the puck. Because when you don't get hit with the puck, something bad happens.
You know, I think Brizgalov, not the greatest goalie to mention when we talk about weird goalies, I think he said this. Defensemen, I think, are the craziest because they're right in front of the puck, too, and they don't have a cage.
Yeah, but not every defenseman blocks him. I mean, Dalton blocks him.
Dalton
does. Oh, yeah. Dalton does not Flamingo.
No, I'm when I'm on the ice, I'll take it in the face, so... Definitely.
That's just a hockey player mentality. Hockey players are different from other athletes. They just are. Like on the ice, you guys would bite another guy's ear off on the other team, and then after the game, you'd go out and buy him a beer.
Yeah, right.
And everybody would laugh and joke and go, "Oh, look, you bit my ear off. Oh yeah, here's the other part."
Yeah, yeah, we're all crazy.
That's good though. After the game, we continue to be friends, though. You know.
Yeah, well, that's, well, I mean, you know.
It's always good.
The handshake line at the end of a long playoff series. Well, I know darn well you're going through that line, and there's at least 8 guys that you'd like to punch in the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, the one playoff handshake line, Mahfouz tried to punch Coach in the mouth.
I remember
but
that.
But everybody shakes hands. It's, you know, good series.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. And it's just a different kind of sport. It's why I like it so much. There's so much going on in hockey that's so cool.
Yeah.
That if you, as a fan, if you figure it out, you'll really enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a work of art.
Yeah. It's a great sport, man. It's a beautiful sport.
In this league, because, you know, people want to complain, oh, it's not a high up league. This league's fun. These games are fun. I grew up in the 80s when, you know, I know you're a goalie, you're going to flinch a little bit, but when scores were a little bit higher.
Yeah.
It was a different kind of game. And this league is as close to that as you're going to get. Go watch an East Coast Hockey League game. You'll want to go home in the middle of the second period because it's lame. It's lame. They're all trapping and nothing's going on. And if the score is 3-2, you saw what they think is an exciting game in that league.
Yeah.
I much prefer the 5-4, and there's still 8 minutes to go in the second period. And I know you don't care for that.
Yeah, you know.
But as a fan, that's what I'm there for. I want to see action. I want to see Dalton Young pick it up behind our net and try to skate through 4 guys and pull it off and score a goal every once in a while. I mean, it's not going to work every time. I get it. But once in a while, it's fun to see it.
No, that's not what I try to do. You know, definitely try to pass, but yeah, it happens sometimes. You know, where I just get tunnel vision a little bit. That's exciting though. It is definitely it's exciting.
Now, for you, Dalton, how do you feel right now? Like, where's the body compared to the mind? Because it's been a while, and you're coming back, and you're trying to get back into the groove of being a professional athlete and playing hockey at a certain level. And I know that when you were a junior player, you did things a certain way. And it's got to be, at this point, you've still got to kind of be, because I want to see you when you've actually, when everything is together, your timing is there, your skating's there, and your mind and your body can do the things that they both want to do.
Right. Well, I mean, I definitely did take a long time off playing hockey, 6 seasons. So it's definitely been a minute since I really, you know, skated. I haven't skated, picked up a stick or nothing in a long time. So getting back on the ice, it's been, you know, difficult, you know, but I've been up for the challenge, you know, physically and mentally, you know. I tried to do what I could when I wasn't playing to keep my body in shape. So I'm trying to make that transition now. You know, I think it's going pretty good. You know, bumps and bruises, that happens during the hockey season. That's always going to happen. But, you know, it is a little different for me. But, you know, I'm just, you know, trying to blend in a little bit and not use it as an excuse so much and just continue to get better every day. You know, it's.
No, well, I think it goes without saying that last part's going to happen. You're going to get better.
Oh, yeah,
every from weekend to weekend, it's gonna, and we haven't even scratched the surface on what you're gonna do.
That's what I try, you know. I appreciate that, you know, but I definitely, you know, that's what I try to do in life, you know. I made mistakes in life and throughout hockey and, you know, life itself. I just try to get better every day, and you know, that's what I'm trying to do. So,
other than the goofy goalie over here, this is a pretty good bunch to be with, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. He's my buddy. I like the goalies a lot.
He's weird like us.
Yeah, so. Yeah. I like the goalies a lot.
Now, because you only got back last weekend, right? You hadn't been around that much.
2 weeks now.
2 weeks now?
Yeah.
Where else were you before you got here?
I was just at home.
Oh, okay. So you weren't, like, trying in an SB league or any of that?
No. This summer I was supposed to go to Europe, but it's real sketchy getting over there or flaky, I should say. So things didn't pan out. But yeah, we have a great group of guys here, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what we can accomplish together.
Where in Europe were you thinking about?
Just talking to teams in Finland, Slovakia at one point, Hungary. But, you know, I'm just looking to experience that.
It's everybody that goes over there tells me that it's fun to do for a year or two.
Yeah.
But then they kind of like coming back home, I guess.
I think if you can make it to those top tier leagues, that's really nice. But it's a big grind over there if you're in the minors. So
well, you know, but they practice less, they play less.
Yeah.
But they generally pay more, so I can see why it would be alluring.
Yeah, it's a different dynamic over there for sure.
I don't know. I would have liked to have had an opportunity to go over to Europe just to sightsee.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, basically getting paid to go on vacation, so it's not a bad gig.
Not a bad gig at all. Well, Nippard, who just joined us, spent last summer in New Zealand.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine what it's like going to the rink in New Zealand.
Yeah, so there's two summer leagues, an Australian and a New Zealand summer pro league. And, yeah, I heard nothing but good things on either one. That'd be cool to do someday, too. And Nip's a good player. We're happy to have him. So.
Well, yeah, we got to get him his first goal. I think once the dam breaks, things will start going. He's kind of squeezing the stick tight now because he's getting chances. Oh man, every weekend he gets 4 or 5 chances a game. Just need him to sink a putt here, and then things will get rolling.
Yeah, he might not be putting him in right now, but he's setting it up. So yeah, he's doing good.
Well, we got a couple of guys. I like to tease Dalton J. I love to tease Dalton J. 92 shoots right is my favorite guy to pick on because I love him. He's probably my favorite player on the team, but we got to get him rolling. We got to get him rolling. He knows it.
Yeah. Both of them guys you mentioned, Dave and Dalton, are both great guys. We love them on our team, you know. I think for the most part, we'll get going as a team, you know. I think we've been doing pretty good, but.
Are we at 500 right now?
Yeah, and like you're playing good, but you know we're greedy. I mean, a couple years ago, 38 games without losing, so we get greedy.
Yeah.
We ask for more than is fair to ask for, but I just feel like when I watch you play 6-6, you should have 10 wins. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
I want to give the other teams credit too because I think the league is better now than it's ever been. Like I think. A lot of the teams are closer than it's ever been. It's usually been, we know these couple of teams are good, and we know that these couple of teams can't beat the top teams. Now it's more like, okay, I know Carolina's good. Mm-hmm. I know Battle Creek isn't. And kind of everybody else, I don't know yet.
Yeah.
You know? Even Mentor's been playing really good this year.
Yeah, no, I think there's more parity within the league this year, for sure.
So is that a good thing? Is that a frustrating thing?
No, you don't want to beat teams like Battle Creek 12-0 every night. Like you wanna, that's not fun. So,
I think I would enjoy it once in a while.
Yeah, like see, it's like
I'm scared to play them right now.
See, that's like a brand new team. Sometimes that, like, that happens though, like on, like, you know, in like expansion drafts, you know, sometimes those, you know, it happened in Vegas, you know. I guess they just, you know, really, you know, studied and did their job because they put together, you know, a team right off the rip that's been going for years, you know. Obviously, you know, Battle Creek is obviously different, but, you know, it's the same idea, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like last year, Mentor came in and they struggled, except when they played us. Boy, they play us tough. It's just a bad matchup. But like Elmira came in and they did really good. They did a really good job putting together a team, and they made it to the finals in the first year. Battle Creek, I just kind of knew that that was going to be hard for them. They had like a month to get ready. And it reminded me of when the Fighting Falcons came in. They had a month to get ready. They didn't get to be in the draft, so they didn't have any drafted players. They got all the guys that were released from all the other teams and guys that were close by that wanted to try out. And yeah, that they lost the first 15 games. And when we broke at Christmas time, 124-1 was the record. And they ended up winning 6 out of 60 games. That's a long season and a lot of 10-2, 8-0, 13-3, 7-1.
This was the Falcons' first year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second year they made it to Nationals. Yeah,
quite a turnaround.
Yeah. But the second year they had all summer to recruit. They got to pick high in the draft. Mm. They had studied, you know, there's a lot of good hockey at the midget level in the Detroit area and in the Chicago area, and they got to go and scout it, and they had in mind what guys that they knew they could get in this league, that they knew that they could go. They tendered a lot of good player, and because they had a whole summer to prepare for it and get to where they wanted to be, as opposed to the first group of guys who came in and said, okay, your first game is in 3 weeks. Good luck.
Right.
kind of hard to do it that way. I got to take a break here. You guys want to hang out a little more, or are you taking off? It's up to you.
It's up to you. It don't matter to me. We're having fun.
We'll stink it.
Okay. Yeah. So the guys are going to hang out. Dalton Jay. Yeah. I hope he's not listening. Dalton Young and Corey are on the program right now. It's a Wednesday. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. Stick around. You might miss something. All right, welcome back. Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. Again, the commercial breaks are sometimes more fun than the actual on-air stuff that we can talk about. But I was regaling the guys on a bus story because they've got a long bus trip coming up later. Well, I guess technically since you're leaving after midnight, it's tomorrow. But yeah, you got to go to Columbus, Georgia, because somebody in their great wisdom thought it would be a good idea for you guys to go down there and play one game. One game. Like, I get it. They're in the league. We got to go down there and play them. But one game?
Yeah. Well, like I was talking to you about earlier, we get to make a little trip out of the weekend, though, so it's nice.
Yeah. Where'd you guys say? Nashville?
Yeah, Nashville. Nash Vegas.
Nash Vegas. So is this like just the team Christmas get-together, or what are you guys doing?
I think we're just going to get together, have some fun with the rookies. And,
oh, that's good. Yeah. No, that's good. That's we call it bonding in the business.
Yeah, yeah.
and it's really fun. Do you guys is there some, see, I'm kind of removed from the Prowlers because I don't do your guys' games and travel with the team like I've done with all the other hockey teams that we've had in the past. So like they used to make guys put on dresses and do silly stuff when they were rookies, and there was always a rookie party in town, and you know, there were shenanigans, we'll just put it that way. Yeah. And they had a lot of fun. Have you guys been doing stuff like that over the years, or
my first year here, we dressed up as girls and went to the mall. I don't remember what we had to do, but I remember getting your ear pierced was one of the objectives. yeah, I mean, we do fun stuff like that.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Well, it's fun for the vets. Probably not so much fun for the rookies.
Yeah, yeah. It was like -20, and we're out in skirts, so that wasn't too fun.
Yeah. Thanks, but no. I hope you've got veteran status, Dalton. That they're not treating you like a rookie.
I try to obtain it, but sometimes they shoot me down. So I might be in for some some stuff, but yeah.
You'll do fine. Right. And I bet nobody would argue with you if you said, no, I'm not doing that.
No, I play fair, man. Like, most stuff, you know, I agree to do, you know, I'm just.
Yeah, because you want to be a good team guy.
Good sport.
Yeah. And it is all kind of done for a lot of fun. All right, let's talk about the team a little bit. Off to 6-6. Simer, you got a shutout the other night. Easy one or a tough one?
Because
there are easy ones and then there are tough ones.
I can speak for that. I bet it was tough because I think he almost passed out in the third.
He was cramping.
That's what he told
me. The rink was super hot that night. I don't know why, but yeah, I was just. And I mean, Thanksgiving, I probably didn't eat correctly and all that.
Right.
Something to do with it.
Yeah. No, I need the whole Thanksgiving weekend off. If I were a player, I would need the whole Thanksgiving weekend off.
I knew I was going to be difficult having. We had Thanksgiving dinner and then we had a game the next day. You know, I knew it was going to be. I'm not too big of an eater, you know, but. You know, I still indulge a little bit on Thanksgiving, but yeah, I knew it was going to be, I felt a little heavy the next day. That's for sure.
That's like one of the biggest changes. Like when I started doing all this and following the teams around in the 90s, guys lived off, you know, Big Macs and cheeseburgers. And then that's what you ate, but everybody did it. So you really didn't. Nowadays, you can tell the guys that are going to the gym, that are eating right, that are taking care of business from the guys who stray a little bit.
Oh, yeah, that's a part of the game. That has to be done, you know. You got to take care of your body, you know. Because in a sport, your body is your temple, basically, you know. If you're not taking care of it, you're not feeding it and giving yourself energy, then it's like, you know. You know, you're really putting yourself at a disadvantage, you know.
I've always heard that the goalie's got to be the best skater. Is that true? Are you the best skater on the team?
No, absolutely not. I'm not a bad, like, I'm a good skater, but, like, I couldn't skate like these guys could. I mean, if I put on player skates now, I'd be falling all over. It's completely different, but, like, I think, like, maybe lateral were better.
Goalies, I give them credit, man. That's for sure.
I always like, and I hope it doesn't happen to you guys, because I hope we never get to that point. And I'm sorry if this offends anybody out there in our day and age where you can't say stuff. But in the business, it's called a bag skate. And that's when there's no pucks out on the ice. Yeah. And the guys just spend the whole practice skating from line to line to line. I always felt bad for the goalies. I felt bad for everybody, but I really felt bad for the goalies because you guys are carrying a few extra pounds of equipment. Now, maybe you're not going as fast as the other guys, but still, you're lugging around all that extra weight, and that's just got to be terrible.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Plus, it's generally not your fault
that
the skate is going on.
Dalton J's messing up on the blue line, and then we all got to skate for that.
But we mess up as a team, and we do a skate as a team, right?
We had one of those today.
We had a nice little bag skate this morning.
Really? I thought you guys played good last weekend. I actually thought you played better on Saturday night, the game that you lost, than you did on Friday night, the game that you won by 4 goals. But that's how hockey goes sometimes.
Yeah,
we didn't skate as because of the games. It was just our intensity level wasn't up, so
okay,
pick it up a little bit.
And Joe's pretty intense.
Yeah, a little bit.
You like playing for him?
Oh, yeah. I like Joe a lot. Yeah, he's a great guy.
Is it different, like, you know, instead of having a coach behind the bench, you've got a guy who's actually playing a shift. How is that different for you guys, and how is that different for him, too, when he wants to communicate to you and tell you what he wants done?
I'm going to leave this one up because I'm by myself anyway.
So. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's difficult because, like, it's good for me, like, because he's been my partner a lot, so he's right there, you know, so he's calling all the shots right there. But, like, when he's on the ice and we're all on the bench, it's difficult because we're like, you know, who's going, what are we doing, you know, like, when he was suspended the first couple of games, it was the same way, like, no one's on the bench, like, We don't know who's going. We're kind of just running it ourselves. So it's definitely, it's great to have, you know, it's, I love having him, being my partner, you know, not only as a coach, as a player, you know. So, yeah, it's definitely, we work with it though, you know. Yeah. We definitely, it's hard at times, but, you know, we make it work. And
Mike, I'm thinking the end of game and they want you to come to the bench. Like, who's making that decision? Who's telling you to go? Are you deciding on your own? Are they just all screaming at you?
It's hard. It definitely is.
And then who are you going to listen to?
I mean, everyone's got to be a little more accountable, I think.
So. Yeah.
Keeps everyone on their toes a little bit.
Just pay a little attention. I'm surprised, too, that we avoid, like, too many men on the ice penalties and things like that and don't mess up line changes. But we seem to be doing things pretty smoothly, so.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, so the boys are off to Columbus to play the River Dragons. It's been really even between these two teams so far this year, so this is our chance to maybe pull ahead in the season series this weekend. Best of luck. I hope you have a good trip. I understand that the bus doesn't always behave. I hope it will behave for you there and
for
back.
Sure, for sure.
Yeah, appreciate you having us.
Thank you.
All the way. And thanks for staying a little longer. I'll tell Joe you did that, and maybe you guys get like an extra buck in your per diem or something.
Yeah.
All right. Got to take a break. I'm going till 6:30 tonight, so stick around. There's plenty more to come on the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM.